1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy. With
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome to Joe Mays Field here at Peterswood Park for WPIAL playoff baseball. It's the number 11 seed Ringgold Rams taking on number 6 Hopewell in Class 4A. A little bit of an abbreviated Visit Green pregame show here. This one starting 3 minutes early here at 6:27. Gavin Angotti batting first for Ringgold. He'll take strike one. Kingston Krotik on the mound for the Hopewell Vikings. The second pitch grounder back to Krotik. And he'll underhand flip at the first. And that's one down here in the top of the first. Angotti grounds out to the pitcher here. As we are underway from Joe Mays Field at Peterswood Park, Brett Gambita here on the call, Ethan Spazarski announcing. Might provide a little bit of Keller commentary as the night goes on. Scott Donnelly behind the scenes producing. We'll run through our sponsors here in a minute. As Connor David steps up to the plate batting from the left side, he'll take ball one. Krotik getting set here for the 1-0. Delivers low. Count runs to 2-0. Ringgold, the visitors, the number 11 seed, 6-6 conference record this year, 9-10 overall, fourth in 4A Section 2. As the 2-0 comes to David, he'll take strike one. Hopewell, 8-4 in conference play this year, 14-5 overall, good enough for second in 4A Section 1, only behind number 4, Beaver. The 2-1, David, ground ball up the middle. Donovan, throw to first in time. Two down for Krotik and the rest of the Hopewell Vikings here.
Now batting second baseman, number 9.
And Kennedy Nash stepping up to the plate. Krotik looking to send Ringgold packing 1-2-3 here in the top of the first. Grounder to the pitcher and a grounder to the shortstop so far for the two outs. As there's a first pitch strike to Kennedy Nash. 3.21 average on the year. The 0-1 in the dirt gets away. Krotik the pitcher, Smenta the catcher. Corker playing third, he will not bat. We'll go through the Hopewell batting order once they step up to the plate. Donovan playing short, Davis at second, Trusilla at first base. The 1-1, low and away, 2-1. And the Hopewell outfield, Armstrong in left, Knobloch in right, and in center is McDonald. 2-1 misses, counts 3-1 to Kennedy Nash. Nash looking to be the first Ringgold Ram to reach base here. Third batter they've sent to the plate here. Top of the first inning, no score. And Nash draws the walk. First base runner of the game. And that'll call on the cleanup hitter, Bartkus.
Coming to the plate, number 11, first baseman.
Ringgold coming in off of a split against Laurel Highlands, taking game 1, 2-0. Dropping game 2, 10-0, although that game really did not matter because Ringgold had already clinched as a top 4 seed in their section. First pitch low to Bartkus, runner on first, Kennedy Nash, he just drew the walk. Two outs here in the top of the first here at Joe Mays Field in Peters Township. Throw back to first, nothing doing. Nash back in safely. Kingston Krotik is 7-0 on the season. Carries a 0.80 ERA. He's gone the distance 6 times as well. 1-0. Called a ball. Snap throw to first. Not in time. Counts 2-0. Nash still in safely at first. Hopewell saw West Allegheny when they were last in action. A 4-0 win there. Matter of fact, Kingston Krodick, our pitcher, actually homered in that game. He'll have a chance to help his own cause, but he has to get out of this inning first. He'll find the zone here with strike one. 2-1 count to Dylan Bartkus. Nash takes off, pitches a ball, a throw to second, in time. Smenta throws out Nash, and that'll end the top half of the first inning. Live here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Before we go to break, we'll take a look at our sponsors. This broadcast presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Green County. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visit green.org. Washington and Jefferson College, WJ and Washington, moving forward together. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Bottom of the first coming up here shortly on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation, we're headed into the bottom half of the first inning. Ringgold versus Hopewell here. Ringgold, the 11 seed, Hopewell, number 6, the home team. It'll be James Armstrong, Kingston Krodick, and Drew Donovan due up here in the first inning. A called strike from Anthony Kozel. Kozel 4-4 on the season. He's pitched just about 50 innings. Can't find the zone there. Count is 1-1. Armstrong leading off. He's the left fielder. He bats 441. And he smacks one right back to Kozel, and he'll lob it over to first for out number one. So each team starts with a grounder back to the pitcher for the first out.
Now batting number two, the pitcher, Kingston Krocek.
The rest of the Ringgold defense, so Kozel the pitcher, you got Green catching, David playing third, and Gotti playing short. Nash is playing second, and Bartkus manning first base. The outfield, Minson, Mahoney, and Dezik from left to right. First pitch is a called ball to Krodick, the pitcher. 233 average on the year. He sends one into opposite field. And heading back and stumbling is Dezik. It gets away from him. It's a base hit. And rounding first, heading to second, sliding in head first is Krodick, the pitcher. He picks up the first hit of the ballgame for either side. A one-out double for Hopewell.
Now batting number three, shortstop, Drew Donovan.
That brings up the shortstop, Drew Donovan, with a runner in scoring position. If you tuned in earlier, you saw California take an early 1-0 lead on Freedom. It ended up being a 3-1 win for California, who had just one hit in the game. Three runs on one hit, they got the win. That was the 8-9 matchup over in Class 2A. This, the 6 versus 11. Ringgold the 11, Hopewell the 6. Strike one to Donovan, count to 1-1. Krodick on second after the double. The 1-1 is fouled and into the woods here at Joe Mays Field. A lot of trees to our right. Matter of fact, the dimensions for this field, 315 to left, 360 feet to dead center, 300 down the right field line. Donovan swings through this one. It's the first strikeout for Kozel. And that's two down in the bottom of the first.
Catcher number 23, Charles Smetana.
Here's Charles Smetana. Smetana, the catcher, last inning, threw out Nash at second base to end the inning. Nash caught stealing. Now Smetana a chance to plate one here as he takes the first pitch inside. Krodick had a one-out double. First hit of the game for Hopewell. Only hit in the game thus far. Still early on. Bottom of the first, two outs. Here's a deep fly ball to center field. Heading back on it is Mahoney. He'll have to get on his horse. Can't make the catch up against the wall. Scoring from second is Krodick. Heading into second is Smetana. 1-0 Hopewell. Hopewell taking an early lead here, 1-0. The RBI double from Charles Smetana. Mahoney had a lot of ground to cover. He almost got there. It goes up against the wall.
Courtesy runner number 7,
Javion Lindsay will courtesy run for the catcher, Smetana. Did our center field camera get hit with that one? Our center field camera is now pointing towards the sky after the collision up against the wall. This first pitch hits Trusilla. Not a good response from Kozel after giving up the RBI double. His first pitch hits Trusilla. So it's runners on first and second with two outs for Hopewell, who already leads 1-0. Quite the uniform matchup we got as well.
Now batting number 6, the DH.
I mean, these two teams look nearly identical in uniform, except for Ringgold has the gold outline around their numbers, whereas Hopewell's gold numbers are completely filled in. It's 1-0 Hopewell. They have runners on first and second. For James Gill, first pitch, chopper to third. David over to Barkus. That'll end the inning. Not before Hopewell takes a 1-0 lead. We'll head to the top of the second here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, we begin the top half of the second inning Dylan Bartkus leading off, and he sends one into deep center. But Armstrong barely has to move. First pitch line out from Bartkus to Armstrong. Ringgold still searching for its first hit in the ballgame. They've sent four to the plate. A couple of ground outs. Kennedy Nash drew a walk, then he was caught stealing. That's the storyline so far for the Ringgold Rams as they send Paul Dziek to the mound, or to the plate, excuse me. Dziek takes ball one, playing right field today. One nothing Hopewell, top of the second. The 1-0 from Krotik. This one misses. Krotik has actually only walked now 9 batters all year. Came into the game with only 8 walks as opposed to 42 strikeouts. Good ratio there. Still looking for the first strikeout today. He gets a swing and a miss there as it's a 2-1 count to Dziek. Foul tip on the 2-1. And it is 2-2 here. Krotik working for the punch out. Dziek trying to get the first hit of the game for the Ringgold Rams. Ashton Minson on deck and the pitcher Kozel in the hole. The due-up batters this inning for the Ringgold Rams. The 2-2. Ground ball, third base. No problem for Corker. Makes the throw in time. Two up, two down here in the top of the second. Ringgold now sends Ashton Minson. Minson, the number 6 hitter here. First pitch from Krotik, taken for strike one. No one finds the zone as well. It is 0 balls, 2 strikes to Ashton Minson. Kingston Krotik working for the punch out. Setting here for the 0-2. Misses with this one, runs to 1-2. I'd say Ringgold has the home field advantage from a geographical standpoint. Only a 20-minute drive here from Peterswood. As there's a ground ball to the shortstop, Donovan, no problem. 1-2-3 go the Ringgold Rams. We'll be back for the bottom of the second here when we return on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. We head to the bottom of the second. 7-8-9 coming up for the Hopewell Vikings. Ben McDonald, Jacob Knobloch, and Colin Davis. An early 1-0 lead for Hopewell. Kingston Krotik hit a one-out double, followed by a two-out double from Charles Smetana to make it 1-0. McDonald leading Hopewell in home runs this year with 5. This one won't quite be a home run, but it might get out of play and give him another chance. And it does, so it's just a long strike. 0-1 to McDonald. Anthony Kozul working in his second inning here on the mound. The 0-1 misses. Count even to McDonald. One and one pitch sent into deep right field. Dziek heading back. He'll have to watch it go. A long ball for Ben McDonald. And in a moment, it'll be 2-0 Hopewell. Home run number 6 for number 16, Ben McDonald. 2-0 Vikings. What a way to lead off the second inning.
Now batting right fielder number 9, Jacob Lovelock.
Jacob Knobloch trying to follow up that performance now. First, a quick mound visit. Kozul, the pitcher. 2 runs in 1-plus innings of work so far. Yet to record an out in this second inning, although he's only faced the one batter that you guys just saw hit the homer. Ringgold managed by Jeff Lander, third year here as the manager. At Ringgold, Morgan Singletary, the manager for Hopewell in his 7th season, won a Whippeel championship not too long ago, 2023, 2021 as well, back when they were playing in 3A. First pitch low to Knobloch. Ringgold has actually never won a Whippeel championship. They were the runner-up in 2018. One hopper to Angotti. Long throw from Angotti. Scooped it first for the out. Good play by Bartkus to scoop that one up. And it's the first out in the bottom of the second. Not before Hopewell takes a 2-0 lead, thanks to the leadoff homer from Ben McDonald. But yeah, Ringgold was the runner-up in 2018 in 4A, and then the runner-up in 1999 in 3A. Looking for their first Whippeel title. Find themselves in a 2-0 hole early. Foul ball here from Colin Davis, the number 9 hitter. Last year in 4A, it was Indiana over Elizabeth Forward. Ball outside, evens the count at 1-1. We'll run through the Washington and Greene County teams in the Whippeel baseball playoffs here in a moment. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Colin Davis, one out single. Second hit of the inning for Hopewell. Fourth overall. Back to the top of the order. The left fielder Armstrong. Rounded out to the pitcher to begin the bottom of the first inning. For the Washington and Greene County teams, we got Cannon Mack in 6A. They're playing Seneca Valley. That's next Monday. Nobody in 5A. Bunt laid down here from Armstrong. It's going to work to perfection. And he's going to beat it out at first as well. The throw was high. And it's runners on first and second with just one out.
Now batting pitcher number 2, Kingston Krotek.
Last time Krotek was up, he hit a double. And now Kingston Krotek will have a chance with 2 runners on. Ringgold, the only team from Washington and Greene County in 4A. Over in 3A, you've got Charleroi. They're playing Mount Pleasant. And Waynesburg Central, the 16 seed. They take on number 1 Avonworth tomorrow. 2A, Fort Cherry has the bye. Just saw California beat Freedom if you were tuned in to Game 1 here as Krotek takes upstairs for ball 1. And then Burgettstown as well versus Laurel. That was today. We'll see if we can get an update there. Our partners had that one. Bob Gregg, Jason Tennant. Over in 1A, Avella, the number 6 seed. Jefferson Morgan, a 7 seed. Throwback to second. Nothing doing there. Still the runners on first and second for Hopewell. who already has a 2-0 lead. You got Carmichael's and Sewickley Academy today. That one, an 8-9 matchup. That's it for your Washington and Green County teams. Got to be careful there that you don't get hit with that one, but they'll get the force over at third. So Davis is retired. Still the runners on first and second, but with one out added.
Now batting shortstop number 3, Drew Donovan.
So Davis is out, shortstop to third. Krodick hits into the fielder's choice. And that sends Drew Donovan to the plate. Two outs, bottom of the second, 2-0 Hopewell. Donovan foul tips the first pitch. Hopewell only trailing Beaver in 4A Section 1. Beaver earned the number 4 seed here in this 4A bracket. They'll play number 13, Derry. Hopewell split versus Beaver this season.
No, not right now. I told him I'm too busy and focusing everything else.
Another foul tip back. 2-strike count. Donovan struck out back in the first inning. The only strikeout for pitcher Anthony Kozel so far. Runners on first and second for Hopewell, the 0-2. Sent foul into the trees, where, funny enough, a Ringgold player just came out of trying to retrieve a different ball.
The only thing that's different, the key difference is their hats and then the font of the.
Some of those balls are going to be hard to find in these woods here at Peterswood Park. Swing and a miss. Kozel gets out of the jam, only allowing the one run. But Hopewell takes a 2-0 lead on a homer from Ben McDonald. We'll be back for the top of the third here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Back here for the top of the third inning, Anthony Kozel, the pitcher, just recorded the strikeout to end the bottom half of the second inning. Kozel now leading off. Texted our cameraman over at the W&J site to see if we can get a score update. That's Carmichael's and Sewickley and Jefferson Morgan Union. So if I have any scores, I'll relay them here on this broadcast. First pitch low to Kozel. Takes the 1-0 in there for a strike. 200 average on the season for Kozel. We'll see 7, 8, and 9 for the Ringgold Rams, down 2-0. A swing and a miss there. Count goes to 1-2. Xander Mahoney on deck. Michael Green in the hole, the catcher. Top of the third. One base runner so far for Ringgold. And he got caught stealing. That was Kennedy Nash who drew the walk. Back in inning number one. Inning two was 1-2-3. Ringgold retired in order. A called strike three. Strikeout number one for Krodick. And that's one down in the third.
Now batting number number two center fielder, Xander Mahoney.
Xander Mahoney up with one away here in the top of the third. And the first pitch from Krotik, a strike. Number two versus number two. Number two Krotik versus number two Mahoney. And a called strike two. Quickly, an 0-2 count. Krotik actually threw a complete game last time he was in action. A 3-2 win over Blackhawk. Ground ball past first, but he has to get back to cover the bag, and he will. Colin Davis makes the flip to Trusilla. Looked like Trusilla was going to try to play that one off the rip and then realized he couldn't get it. Tried to go back and cover first.
Now batting catcher,
and he did successfully, so a 4-3 ground out. And here's Michael Green, the last Ringgold Ram in the starting lineup that has not seen the plate yet. Two outs for him. He'll take strike, or he'll swing and miss at strike one. Strike two now. Another swing and a miss. Kingston Krotik working for his second strikeout of the day. 2-0 Hopewell. The 0-2 pitch. You hear the oohs and ahs maybe from the crowd, but doesn't get the call with that one. It's 1-2. Krotik working for the punch out here on Michael Green, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number two for Kingston Krotik. Hopewell will carry a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the third when we resume here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Back here for the bottom of the third on the WJPA Sports Network. Charles Smetana leading off. The RBI double back in the first inning. Takes this one for strike one. That got the party started. That's what made it a 1-0 game. And then Ben McDonald, a solo shot to lead off the bottom of the second. Quickly down 0-2 is Smetana. Smetana takes time. We'll see Smetana, Trusilla, and Gill this inning here for Hopewell. Already the 2-0 lead. The pitch from Kozel in the dirt. Should say in the turf here, as it is an all-turf infield here at Peterswood Park. Joe Mays Field. Count is 1-2. Smetana will step out. Smetana takes ball two. The the 2-2 from Kozel. And the count runs full. Kozel has not issued a walk yet today. Smetana trying to reach base for the second time today, had the RBI double back in the first. The 3-2. Ground ball headed towards Kennedy Nash. Easy throw to first for the out. One down in the bottom of the third. That brings up Logan Trusilla.
Batting first baseman number 4, Logan Trusilla.
Trusilla was hit by a pitch. It was actually the only pitch he saw. One pitch at bat. Hit him square in the back. 264 average on the year. First pitch from Kozel. Trusilla puts it into shallow center. It's going to be a long run, and it bounces in front of Mahoney for a base hit. One out single, Logan Trusilla. That brings up James Gill.
Designated hitter number 6, James Gill.
Gill grounded out to third back in the first inning. 300 average on the year, 9 RBI. So Trusilla has now reached base both times he's been up today. The hit by pitch, the base hit. Kozel trying to settle in here. He's given up a run in each of the first two innings. Doesn't want to do that here. Bounces away, but comes back to the catcher, Green. In safely at second is Trusilla. He took off when he saw that one get away from Green. It quickly caromed off the backstop right back into the mitt, but the throw was not in time. James Gill took ball one while all of that was occurring. So it's a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Kozel. Outside 2-0. Hopewell looking to score. Yet again, they've already scored one in the first and one in the second to lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. James Gill, line drive up the middle. It's a base hit. Rounding third, heading home, and scoring is Trusilla. An RBI single for James Gill. 3-0 Hopewell.
Now batting center fielder number 16, Ben McDonald.
If you read the scoreboard here in right center, next to the home team, it says 1-1-1. Hopewell one run in each of the first three innings, and they're not done yet. Still just the one out. And this guy homered last time he was up, Ben McDonald. He takes ball one. McDonald's home run was the 6th of his season. A solo shot. Has the runner on first now in Gill. Gill now 1-for-2 on the day. Past the shortstop for another single. Being waved to third is Gill. The throw is cut off by the shortstop. Heading to second in the meantime is McDonald. McDonald's out at second. He tried to stretch the base hit into a double, and he was called out at second. Gill got to third, so runner on third, two outs. That out goes, I believe, 7-6-4 over to second base. Jacob Knobloch now up. The runner on third and two outs. First pitch from Kozel is sent into shallow center. It drops. RBI single. Jacob Knobloch makes it 4-0 Hopewell. Gill scores from third. Now Colin Davis will come up. The 6th Hopewell Viking to come to the plate this inning. Davis takes strike one. Hopewell scored one in the first, one in the second. Two here in the third. Two outs. An 0-1 count to Colin Davis. Davis fouls one back and out of play. 0-2. Winner of this game plays Valley. Valley, the number 3 seed, they earned a bye. And then the winner of that game would play either Elizabeth Forward, West Mifflin, or Ambridge. That trio of teams. West Mifflin has Ambridge, and EF has the bye. Runner goes on the 0-2, pitches a ball, and in safely with a stolen bases Knobloch. So a 1-2 count, a runner on second for Hopewell, already up 4-0. They've added two runs here in this third inning. Colin Davis looking to do more damage here. Kozel looks back at second, delivers the 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Gavin Angotti throws the first in time. Hopewell tacks on two more. They do so on four hits. No errors, and they leave a runner on. We'll head to the fourth inning. Hopewell 4, Ringgold 0 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. WNJ students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. WNJ and Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here for the top of the fourth. The fourth inning for Kingston Crotic. And Gavin Angotti is leading off. Takes ball one. Angotti actually just made the last out. The shortstop. Count is 1-1. Angotti, 467 on the year coming into the contest. He grounded out to the pitcher back in the first. Crotic has faced the minimum so far through three. Kennedy Nash did draw a walk, but then he was caught stealing. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball to the shortstop, Donovan. Donovan's throw to first is in time. And Gotti grounds out to short. That sends Connor David to the plate.
23, Connor David.
Connor David, kind of similar to Connor McDavid, if you think about it. Just two letters off, just missing that MC prefix. Funny enough, I made that same comment a year ago when our producer Scott Donnelly and I broadcasted a Ringgold Trinity game. There's the 0-1 to Connor David, or the 0-0, which is now an 0-1 count. But yeah, I recognize some of these guys. We did a game a year ago, a Ringgold game. Some of the upperclassmen recalled some of the names. That definitely made it easier in preparing for this game. This is the first time I've seen them this year. 1-1 to Connor David. The pitch from Kingston Crotic on the ground. Davis over to first. Two down.
Coming to the plate, second baseman number 9, Kennedy Nash.
Kennedy Nash is the only guy to reach base in the game for the Rams. Drew the walk and then was caught stealing by Smetana. Can he replicate his success? Takes a called strike one. Ringgold has an interesting season going. They're 1-5 against the teams above them in the conference, but 5-1 against the three teams below them in the conference. They're like the perfect median slash midpoint of 4A Section 2, whatever you want to call it. Crotix 1-1 to Nash. Just foul down the first base side. The team's Ringgold trailed in 4A Section 2. Elizabeth forward, they have a first round bye. Bell Vernon and Wes Mifflin. Ringgold and Hopewell, first time squaring off this year. You couldn't really gauge what this was going to be like coming in. Neither of them have any common or mutual opponents. But it's 4-0 Hopewell. Almost identical to the most recent foul ball as Kennedy Nash smokes one down the right field line, but he's just a tad bit late. If he squares that up, could be extra bases. Ringgold won 5 of 6 to close out the season. Trying to make it 6 of 7 here today, but they're down 4-0. Crotix 1-2 to Nash. Another foul ball. This one much higher in the air, and it gets out of play. If I was doing live stats for this game on Presto, I'd be pressing the letter F key a million times. The 1-2, this one he hits into play. Knobloch, the right fielder, giving chase. It falls in. The first hit of the game for the Ringgold Rams. The outfielders collide. The ball is laying on the ground and over to third base. Kennedy Nash gets a triple out of it. Davis and Knobloch were trying to track that one down, and there was a collision in right field. The ball kind of dropping into no man's land, and we'll stop here as the trainers come out to take a look. Hopewell had two guys in the area. It was Davis and Knobloch. While they tend to the injured players, we're going to take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Both players, Davis and Knobloch, up on their feet. It's the first hit of the game for the Ringgold Rams, and Kennedy Nash gets all the way to third. After the collision, the ball kind of just sitting there, no one able to pick it up. And Nash takes advantage of that.
First baseman number 11, Dylan Bartkus.
The two-out triple. And that brings up Dylan Bartkus. Bartkus lined out to left. Knobloch. Excuse me. A courtesy base, runner at first.
Runner, number 15.
Wyatt Child.
Number 15, Wyatt Child.
Calling Wyatt Child a pinch runner has Nash, the second baseman, taken out after his triple. First pitch called a strike to Dylan Bartkus. Wyatt Child now running at third in place of Kennedy Nash. No change in the Hopewell defense after the collision. Still Knobloch in right. Still Davis at second base. Count is 0-2 to Bartkus. Bartkus has 9 RBI in the regular season. He's trying to make it 10. Takes the 0-2, it just misses. Kingston Crotic surrendered his first hit a batter ago. But now he tries to end the inning here, the 1-2. Right back to him, into the glove, he got it. Kingston Crotic. And Ringgold gets the runner to third, but can't do anything with it. We've played 3.5, we'll head to the fourth. It's Hopewell 4, Ringgold nothing. on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership. It's taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegially, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth, the WJPA Sports Network
second
presented by CNX Foundation. 4-0 Hopewell. They'll try to add on here. Do have a change defensively for Ringgold. So we saw Kennedy Nash hit the triple. Then he was getting pinch ran for by Wyatt Child. And now taking over at second base is number 29, Aiden Cole.
Leading off for the Vikings.
So Aiden Cole comes in at second base where Kennedy Nash had been playing. Hopewell leads 4-0. They send the top of the order to the plate this inning. Armstrong, Krotik, and Donovan. First pitch swinging. Line drive to center field for a single. Armstrong wasting no time. He is 2-for-3 with two singles. Early runner aboard here in the bottom of the fourth for Hopewell. Now Kingston Krotik, the pitcher, going to try to help his own cause. He did have a double, and he scored the first run of the ballgame. That was back in the first inning. Hopewell, one in the first, one run in the second, two runs in the third. The leadoff runner aboard in the fourth looks like it could be another positive inning for the Vikings. Foul ball down the right field line on the first pitch to Krotik. Krotik actually homered against West Allegheny in the last regular season game. And then two games before that against Blackhawk, he threw a complete game. Multi-tool player. And they've got Armstrong in a rundown. Covering the bag at second and making the tag was Angotti. So a blunder on the base paths from Armstrong. Kingston Krotik still the batter. He has an 0-1 count. One-three-six on the out there. Swing and a miss from Krotik. Now an 0-2 count for Kozel. Kozel up to 48 pitches. Number 49 in there for a ball. A 1-2 count. Meanwhile, Krotik, who is batting and pitching for Hopewell, he has 54 pitches. He sends one back up the middle for a base hit. A little two-strike action there. A base hit up the middle. And I've got 11 hits for Hopewell. Two hits in the first, three hits in the second, four hits in the third, and already two here in the fourth. Armstrong was caught in the rundown and tagged out. And then Krotik followed it up with the single. Drew Donovan shows bunt, and he foul tips this one for strike one. Hopewell did not make the Whippeel playoffs last year. They did in 2024, where they lost 3-2 to number 5, Greater Latrobe. And then the year before that, they won it all as the 14 seed. Don't matter what seed you are, you can get it done. Foul ball into the woods over on the right side of the field. 0-2 to Donovan. But yeah, Hopewell winning that 2023 title as the 14 seed. Donovan Stairs at strike three. All three of Kozel's strikeouts today have come against Donovan. That one looking. First two had been swinging.
Charles Smetana
gets the strikeout looking there. Now here's Charles Smetana. Smetana had the RBI double, driving in run number one for Hopewell, who has that 4-0 lead still. They've scored at least one in every inning. That could end here in the fourth, as there's two outs. Runner goes, first pitch swinging, a ground ball to Angotti. Angotti makes the throw to first in time. The first damageless inning from Anthony Kozel. It's 4-0 as we head to the fifth inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Back here for inning number five. It is Hopewell 4, Ringgold nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Kingston Krotik, 54 pitches. He'll throw 55 and beyond here to Paul Dzik. Dzik grounded out back in the second inning in his only plate appearance. Grounded out to third. Minson and Kozel will follow Dzik here. Foul tipped into the glove for strike one. Krotik 7-0 on the year. Has a .80 ERA, which, with the way he's pitching today, could get even lower. He's only allowed one base hit, walked one as well, but that's it. And it was Kennedy Nash both times, who isn't even in the game anymore. So none of the current Ringgold players in that batting order have even reached base here on Krotik. He finds himself behind here, 2-1 in the count. Five, six, and seven in the order this inning. This one just misses, 3-1. Krotik in danger of walking only his second batter. Leading off here, the top of the fifth. And he will walk Dzik. Dzik draws the walk, becomes the first player not named Kennedy Nash to reach base for Ringgold today. A five-pitch walk.
Ashton Minson.
100 pitches the limit here in high school. Krotik's still well away from that. He's still 41 pitches from reaching that mark. He finds the strike zone here early to Ashton Minson. Minson struck out back in the third, his only at-bat today. Drives the 0-1 into right. Knobloch was shading right center, and that might cost him the out. It does. It falls. Rounding second, heading to third. And in with a double is Minson. Dzik held at third. Second and third, no outs. Second hit of the game for the Ringgold Rams. And here's the mound visit We haven't seen this today. Two Ringgold players reaching base back-to-back. Has not happened in the contest until now. But if Ringgold wants to mount a comeback, and it's still doable, it's only 4-0. It's go time, though. You only have 8 more outs to play with. Down to your last 9 outs. Here's the pitcher, Kozel. He can try and help himself here on the mound. Drive one up the middle or something like that. Get some RBIs. He'll take a called strike one. So Dezik drew the walk, ended up on third after the Minson double. Minson doubled into right field. Really the first time today Krotik has been tested. Popped up in the infield. Krotik comes over to make the catch. So a very important out there for Hopewell. You still have the possibility of something hit to the outfield being a sac fly, but good to pick up that first out if you're the Hopewell Vikings. Mahoney grounded out to short. Grounded out to second. I apologize, back in the third inning. Up here now with runners in scoring position. On the ground, runners now retreating to third and tagged out. Krotik found Corker, and they tagged him out, and they almost turned the double play at second as Minson just gets back in there in time. But what a heads-up play from Krotik, who looked like originally he was going to head to first with that throw. Snaps around, does a 360, and they get Dezik out. Looks like Jeff Lander is going to argue this one out with the umpires. The out went 1-5. Dezik was tagged out back at third. Mahoney ended up safe at first. We'll give him a fielder's choice. And the out confirmed. Hopewell gets the lead runner. Instead of second and third and one out, it's first and second and two outs. And we're going to see a pinch hitter here from Lander as he talks it over now with the umpires. It's going to be Derek Dunleavy. Dunleavy comes in for Michael Green. Michael Green was catching. So we'll see next half inning how that one is sorted out defensively. Mahoney on first. Minson on second. Minson hit the double. Kingston Krotik getting ready here to deliver pitch one to Derek Dunleavy. Called a ball, snap back, throw to first. Close play. Safe is the call. Mahoney safe at first. It's about the second or third time we've seen Smetana do that here today, where he catches the first pitch and whips it back to first. We just had a ball from a different stadium come into right field. Knobloch will take care of that one. He'll throw it out of the park. Another one just came in. There's a Little League field behind us here in right center. The umpire is going to call time, and Knobloch's going to have to throw that one away again. When has this ever happened before? We've played a whole 5 innings, and then in 10 seconds we're just going to magically see two balls fly onto the field from a Little League field that's behind us in right center. So it's a 1-0 count at Derek Dunleavy. The runner's on first and second for Ringgold. Still 4-0 Hopewell. Ringgold looking to get on the board here in this fifth inning. Ball two to Dunleavy. Krotik up to 66 pitches. They look back at second at Minson. Now delivering the 2-0. Hit into right. Knobloch has a long way to run. Can't get there in time. The runners had to hold up, but now heading home. They're going to send two. First one scores. Second one not in time and tagged out. Ringgold gets on the board and makes it 4-1. Minson came home to score, but Mahoney could not score from first. He was tagged out at home. So we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ringgold finally does get that first run, but they still trail 4-1 to Hopewell here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network, Kennedy Nash re-entering at second base for Ringgold. Ringgold just scored its first run of the game, making it 4-1, thanks to the RBI single from Derek Dunleavy. It scored Minson, but Mahoney, who tried to score as well, was tagged out at the plate. The relay in from Knobloch to Davis to Smetana. Logan Trusilla will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Hopewell Vikings. Did have a score update, which I'll get to you in a minute. First pitch outside to Trusilla. Luke Andrusik, cameraman over at Ross Memorial Park, providing me with the score update of the Carmichaels-Sewickley game. Carmichaels got the win 7-4. So Carmichaels moves on to play whoever the one seed is in that bracket. Cameraman Ethan Spazarski is conveniently handing me a 1A bracket right now. Carmichaels will play Eden Christian with the win. 1-1 to Trusilla, low. 2-1. So a Green County team stays alive. We saw Washington County's California High School stay alive earlier with a 3-1 win. A game in which they had just one hit. Deep fly ball into center. One bounce, and it's up against the wall. Stand-up double leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for Logan Trusilla.
Coming in the plate, the designated hitter, number 6, James Gill.
Hopewell, back-to-back innings, sending its leadoff runner aboard. Armstrong led off the fourth with a single, and he was caught in that rundown. Trusilla hoping something similar doesn't happen to him here, as he's in scoring position with no outs. Hopewell looking to build on this 4-1 lead. Michael Green did re-enter as the catcher, by the way. He was pinch hit for. Dunleavy drove in that run, and now Dunleavy back to the bench. Green back out onto the field. Foul ball on the first pitch to James Gill. Gill had an RBI single in the third. Scored the fourth run of the game. Came around to score on a RBI single from Knobloch. A look back at second. And now the 0-1 from Kozel catches the zone. 0-2. Ben McDonald on deck for Hopewell. McDonald homered back in the second inning. 0-2 misses. Good job from Green to make sure that one doesn't get away, making sure Trusilla can't advance any further. Trusilla on second. Led off the inning with the double. The 1-2. Hit into center. Drops down in front of Mahoney. The runner is held at third, so Trusilla advances to third on the base hit from Gill. Runners at the corners, no one out.
Now batting center fielder number 16.
Hopewell trying to add some more onto what's already a 4-1 lead. Anthony Kozel trying to work out of this jam for Ringgold. He's thrown 62 pitches in the contest. And that last pitch could have been the final one, as Jeff Lander coming out to talk things over with Kozel. Trusilla is on third, Gill on first after the RBI single. Or, excuse me, not the RBI single, just the single. Ben McDonald's hoping to cash this next one into some RBIs. Kozel stays in after the mound meeting. Kozel actually pitched a complete game shutout in game one against Laurel Highlands, the last series of the regular season. Kozel fakes a couple pickoff attempts. But yeah, Kozel had 9 strikeouts in that game, didn't walk a single batter. A deep drive to center. It's going to be enough to score one on a sack. 5-1 Hopewell. Throw cut off at second, or at the pitcher's mound by Barkas. So McDonald does his job.
Batting number 9, right field.
Trusilla the one to score and make it 5-1. Gill is still on first after his single. And here's Jacob Knobloch. RBI single back in the third. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Colin Davis on deck. Knobloch at the plate, number 8 and number 9 hitters in the order for Hopewell. Ground ball to Angotti. They could turn two, and they will. 6-4-3. Not before Hopewell adds one on a sack fly. McDonald hitting the sack fly to score Trusilla. It is 5-1 after 5 complete innings. We'll take a break before the 6th here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Top of the order for Ringgold. Ringgold down to its last 6 outs. They trail 5-1 to Hopewell here on the WJPA Sports Network. And Gotti fouling off the first pitch. Kingston Krodick still on the mound for Hopewell.
At the plate for the Rams, number 5.
Inning number 6. And Gotti, a pair of ground outs. One to the pitcher, one to the shortstop. And what could be a third ground out here, but it's going to be a tough throw from Corker, and it's an infield single. The fourth hit for Ringgold in the game. They had 2 last inning. The first hit of the game for Angotti. That sends Connor David to the plate. David also has a pair of ground outs on the day. One to short, one to second. His first time batting today with a runner on base. Takes strike 1. David came into the game 267 batting average. 5 runs batted in. 0-1 misses up high. And Gotti going to stroll into second base on the wild pitch. Ringgold puts one in scoring position. Ringgold down to its last six outs. Four runs needed to continue the game. Five needed to take the lead. Kotick looks back, now delivers low. Low in the fake dirt on the 1-1. 2-1 count. No outs, top of the sixth. Krodick misses with this one as well, outside. In danger of walking Connor David here, which means Ringgold would have back-to-back runners reach. And Gotti led off with the single, then reached second on the wild pitch moments ago. And now a look back at second. And Donovan, if he didn't catch that, that was going into center, and we might have seen Angotti get up and try to go for third. Always danger in the pickoff. Didn't quite see it right there, but there's always that possibility you throw one into center field. Connor David chops one to third. Corker, long throw, wide. Ringgold going to score here, 5-2. And Gotti scoring all the way from second on the ground ball error. David safe at first. 5-2. Ringgold scores again. They've scored in back-to-back innings now.
Now batting number nine, second baseman Kennedy Nash.
Connor David reaches on the error by the third baseman Corker. First pitch foul ball to Kennedy Nash, who is now back in the game. Was pinch ran for by Wyatt Child and then replaced defensively for an inning by Aiden Cole. Now comes back in here in the sixth inning. Another foul ball, 0-2. Nash drew a walk in the first inning. He gave Ringgold its first hit of the game as well in the fourth inning. The 0-2 from Krodick. Up high, dropped, but gathered up quickly by Smetana. Kingston Krodick working for the punch out. And a long, long foul ball. We'll do it again. 300 down the right field line. We've seen a couple hit into opposite field. None close to the fence out there. Krodick looks over at first. Now home for the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Third strikeout for Krodick on the day. First time he sent Nash packing. Nash previously 1-for-1 and a walk as well. An important first out for Hopewell. As Ringgold already scored one in the inning. And Gotti, the one that came all the way home and scored. Dylan Barkus takes strike one. 0-for-2, a couple of lineouts. One out to left, one right back to the pitcher, Krodick. Smashes one into center. McDonald, he's there. And that's two quick outs. A little bit of trouble with the first two batters, and Gotti reached on a single, advanced on a wild pitch, and then scored on a throwing error to first base by the third baseman, Corker. Since then, it's been a strikeout and a quick, what you just saw, fly out to center. 5-2 Ringgold trails.
Now batting right fielder number 17, Paul Dezak.
Hopewell ahead by three. And a first pitch strike to Paul Dezak. Dezak drew a walk last inning, got all the way over to third, and then on a ground ball to the pitcher was thrown out at third. Got a little bit too far down the line trying to break for the plate before trying to then retreat and being tagged out. Quickly down 0-2 is Dezak.
Runner on first is Connor David. The 0-2 pitch outside. One and two now. Krotik getting set. Now dealing the 1-2. Into right center. It falls down for a base hit. David held at second. They actually might get him. It was close, but he was back in safely. McDonald threw that one to second. David had turned around the bag and was heading back in. Everyone is safe everywhere. Runners on first and second. Two outs for Ringgold trying to mount a late comeback. Here is the 11 seed. Hopewell, the number 6 seed. They lead 5-2 with two outs in the sixth. First pitch was a ball to Ashton Minson. Minson doubled and then came around to score the first run of the game back in the fifth. A step off. Runners retreat. Winner of this game plays Valley. Valley earned a bye as the number 3 seed. Foul tipped. Evening the count at 1-1. We'll have post-game coverage after this one as well, including naming our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center. Don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, though. We still got quite the game on our hands. Ringgold trying to mount this late comeback. Foul off the top of the Ringgold dugout. Count remains 1-2 to Minson. Anthony Kozel would be on deck. However, he is the pitcher, and with him nearing 100 pitches, he's at 88. We could see a change in the batting order, but we'll have to wait for that, as here's the 1-2. Sent past third. Being waved home is David. The throw in. Not in time. Ringgold scores. They make it 5-3. RBI single from Ashton Minson. Dezik moves up 90 feet to second. Minson now on first after the RBI single. David scoring from second on that one. Some life for the Ringgold Rams. Not done yet. Job not finished. And we will see a pinch hitter. Max Soles. In place of the pitcher Kozel. Kozel had been batting as the DH/pitcher. He had struck out and popped out to the pitcher in his two appearances. So it's the first appearance for Souls, the lefty. A big spot here in the top of the sixth, down 5-3, runners on first and second. He'll take strike one. Krotik finds the zone once again, back-to-back times. And it's a 1-2 count to Max Souls, the pinch hitter. Dezik on second, Minson on first. The 1-2 from Krotik. Just misses outside. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of inning number six. Hopewell leading 5-3. Ringgold trying to cement a comeback. The 2-2. Poked into right. Heading over is Knobloch. Recording the out. Ringgold cuts into the deficit a little bit. It's down to 5-3. But they'll have to do more as they're now down to their last three outs. And Hopewell will try to add on some insurance runs here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2026. As we head to the bottom of inning number 6.
Leading off for the Vikings.
And it'll be 9-1-2 due up in the Hopewell order. Hopewell trying to tack on some insurance runs maybe after Ringgold just cut into their lead. It is 5-3 Hopewell. Colin Davis grounded out to the shortstop in his most recent at-bat. Back in inning number 3. Kozel still on the mound despite being pinch hit for. We got something going on behind the plate here between a Hopewell player and our home plate umpire. Other than that, we're ready for bottom of inning number 6. First pitch is outside. Kozel just misses. So Max Soles pinch hit for Kozel. But now Kozel back out on the mound. Beginning the bottom of inning number 6. Swing and a miss from Colin Davis. The 1-1. Hit on a couple of bounces to Angotti, and the throw must have caught Varkas by surprise. Looked like he lost his balance over there. The throw glances off his glove. We'll call it an error. I don't know who to give it to. Throw looked like it was there.
Now batting left fielder number 21, James Armstrong.
Colin Davis reaches on the error. Leadoff runner aboard for Hopewell. We'll give the error to the first baseman, Varkas, unable to catch the throw from Angotti. It looked like it was on the money, and they might have to pay for it. A deep fly ball caught by Mahoney. Thought that one had a chance to carry at first, but it's just a long out. Armstrong flies out to Mahoney.
Now batting number 2, the pitcher, Kingston.
So now one out, runner on first after the error is Davis. And here's the pitcher, Kingston Krotik. He can give himself some run support. He does have 94 pitches, so unless he goes very, very quickly in the seventh inning, Hopewell might have to send someone else in to close out the game. The high school limit is 100 pitches. Third baseman Peyton Corker is warming up behind the Hopewell dugout. This pitch outside to Krotik. Corker actually pitched 6 2/3 against West Allegheny in the most recent regular season contest. We could see him to close out the game. But first, Krotik's going to try to add a couple for run support. This one dribbled foul. 1-2 the count. Krotik's had an eventful day. He's reached base all 3 times. A double, reached on a fielder's choice, singled. He's scored a run in the game. All that while pitching 94 pitches, allowing 3 runs. 2 last inning, 1 a couple innings before. The 1-2 from Kozel, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 4 for Anthony Kozel. And it's out number 2 in the bottom of the 6th. Ringgold trying to keep it at 5-3 as the Rams are down to their final 3 outs once we head to the top of the 7th.
Number 7, Javion Lindsay.
Javion Lindsay going to bat here in place of Drew Donovan. We saw Lindsay as a courtesy runner for the catcher back in the first inning. He now enters in place of Drew Donovan. So Kozel will have to face Javion Lindsay for the first time. Colin Davis still on first. He reached on the leadoff error. Lindsay a chance to give Hopewell some extra run support. First pitch is a ball to Lindsay. Stepping back in now, getting ready for the 1-0. Sends one up the middle, and they'll flip it to second, but the out not recorded. It was dropped. And Gaudy tried to flip it to Nash. He couldn't do so successfully. And Javion Lindsay helps advance Colin Davis over to second and reaches first safely himself. So now here is Charles Smetana. Smetana, an RBI double back in the first inning for the game's first run. 5-3 Hopewell. Runners on first and second, two outs. Kozel trying to close this one out. It gets away. Runners will retreat back to their bases. Smetana grounded out to second in the third, grounded out to the shortstop in the fourth. The 1-0. High in the air, tracking into shallow center Angotti. And Angotti makes the catch. No runs in the bottom of the sixth for Hopewell. Hopewell will try to close this one out as we head to the top of the seventh here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
We are back for what could be the final inning here as Kingston Krodick is going to try and close this one out for Hopewell here on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Due up in the order for Ringgold, 8-9-1, Mahoney, Green, and Gotti. We did see Michael Green replaced by Derek Dunleavy last time it was his turn to come to the plate. But I do see Michael Green in the on-deck circle right now. Pitch 95 from Kingston Krodick. If he wants to finish the game, he's got to work extra quickly now, as that first pitch missed for a ball. Peyton Corker, the third baseman, was warming up. Another ball. Corker still in at third. He could be the one that head coach Montgomery turns to. Or Singletary, excuse me, head coach Morgan Singletary. He finds the zone with the 2-1. 97 pitches for Kingston Krodick. Pitch 98, a swing and a miss from Mahoney. And now the count at 2-2. Mahoney looking for his first hit of the game. And he'll foul it off. So this will be the last batter that Krotik faces, as next pitch will be numero cero. Or no, CN. CN is 100. CN is 100. Cero is 0. That was terrible. Tried to be creative. You know, sometimes it doesn't go over well. Mahoney pops out to the shortstop for the first out in the top of the seventh. And that's 100.
Now batting number 24, the catcher, Michael.
That's at least what it says up on the scoreboard. For the time being, Krotik going to remain out there. Michael Green stepping in, was replaced by Derek Dunleavy. The right center field scoreboard has him at now 101 pitches. That number unofficial. So forget what I said about the last batter being the last batter he faces, because it's not. And it's now 1-1 to Michael Green. And a swing and a miss for strike two. 1-2 on Michael Green, Gavin and Gaudy on deck for the Ringgold Rams for any last-ditch effort. Down 5-3. The 1-2 misses. Green struck out in his only at-bat. The 2-2. Sends one into right. Looks like it's going to stay in the ballpark, but it drops foul. The sliding knoblock not in time to get there. So we'll do the 2-2 again. Once again, Peyton Corker, third baseman. He was warming up as if he were going to be the one replacing Kingston Krotik on the mound. Krotik has gone 6 1/3, allowing 3 runs. The 2-2. He went. Michael Green went around, offered that one. He'll be tagged by Smetana for strikeout number 4 from Kingston Krotik. And that will be it for Krotik. Scott Donnelly, producer, saying on Game Changer it had Krotik one pitch behind what our scoreboard had him at, which means he would have entered this most recent at-bat at 99, meaning he would have been able to face Michael Green, so it all adds up now. Krotik looks like he's going to head to the outfield. That closes the book for him pitching-wise. He goes 6 2/3, strikes out 4, allows 3 runs, 6 hits. Not a bad day on the mound in the round one game. Peyton Corker now just has to get one out. We'll squeeze a quick commercial break in here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
So the third baseman, Corker, comes in to pitch. Krotik goes 6 2/3, allows 5 hits, gives up 3 runs, strikes out 4, only walks 2. All Corker has to do is get one out, and Hopewell would be on their way to playing Valley in the second round here of this 4A Whippeel bracket. Krotik went to the outfield. Knobloch came in to play third. Knobloch coming in from right field, where he is replaced out there by Krotik. So Krotik's in right, Corker on the mound, and Knobloch at third base. little switcheroo there from head coach Morgan Singletary with one out to go. First pitch was a ball to Angotti. Second pitch also a ball. We'll see if Ringgold can rally here with two outs and continue this game. They need two runs to tie, three to take the lead down to their final out. 2-0 from Corker misses. 3-0 to Angotti. Angotti singled in the sixth inning. Came around to score run number two. Now he has a chance to keep this ball game alive for Ringgold. The 3-0. Looked like an automatic take, and why not in that situation? Make Corker throw his first strike, which he does. Working quickly, the 3-1, fouled away. So Corker back in this thing. The count is full. The sun's starting to set here at Joe Mace Field here in Peterswood Park. And the pitch. Hit high in the air down the left center line. Left field line, excuse me. And the catch is made. Armstrong recording the final out. Hopewell 5, Ringgold 3. Hopewell advances to play number 3 Valley in the second round. When we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, we'll recap this one.
Thank you for attending tonight's
here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
You know, I'm a person too.
Let's recap this one here quickly on the WJPA Sports Network. Hopewell 5, Ringgold 3 in the 6 versus 11 matchup here in WPIAL 4A. It was an early start for Hopewell. They plated one in the bottom of the first inning, an RBI double from Charles Smetana, scoring Kingston Krotik. Then in the second inning, it was a leadoff homer from Ben McDonald. And then two more in the third. A couple of RBI singles, one from James Gill, one from Jacob Knobloch. And then after that, they ended up scoring one more in the fifth inning on a sack fly from Ben McDonald. And over on the pitching side, it was Kingston Krotik going 6 2/3. He struck out 4. He allowed 5 hits, only 3 runs, and then Peyton Corker coming in to record the final out of the game. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our Washington County College Center player of the game, I'm going to go with Kingston Krotik, the pitcher. He almost threw a complete game, one out shy of achieving that feat. Went 6 2/3, struck out 4. For a minute there, I thought it was going to be a no-no. He had retired the first 11 batters before a triple from Kennedy Nash. And honestly, that one, it was just the second baseman Davis and the right fielder Knobloch almost having a collision and the ball laying there on the ground. Just a little bloop hit there. If it weren't for that, Krotik could have gone a long while with having that no-hitter, but He stands in there strong for 6 2/3, and that doesn't even include what he did at the plate today as well. He had a double in the first inning, came around to score a run. He had a single in the fourth inning as well. So Kingston Krodick is our Washington County College Center player of the game. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in here on the WJPA Sports Network for coverage of Hopewell and Ringgold. Hopewell victorious 5-3. This broadcast brought to you by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Your final score here from Joe Mace Field, Hopewell 5, Ringgold 3. I've been Brett Gambita alongside my crew, Ethan Spazarski and Scott Donnelly, wishing you good night as Hopewell advances to the second round.